نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا اهل القران لا تتوسدوا القران واتلوه حق تلاوته من آناء الليل والنهار رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم in one of the hadiths part of which I have quoted he says oh you people of the quran لا تتوسد القرآن don't make the Quran Sharif a pillow the Quran Sharif should not be made just a pillow now the Quran Sharif which we discussed yesterday in another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be recited day and night meaning as much as a person can recite understand and make amal he should do so in this hadith also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says oh you people of the Quran don't make the Quran Sharif a pillow the Muslim ummah today is quite satisfied with being the people of the Quran Sharif if there's any argument if there's any discussion if there's any debate with anybody then we will always say we've got the Quran Sharif The Quran Sharif, which is unchanged, no letter, no syllabus, there's no alteration in it, no syllable, nothing has been changed. Everything is as it was revealed. And we will give proofs also. We will say that come with us to the masjid and we will show you little children of 8 and 10 and even 6 and 7 in some places and even 4. Who have by heart the Quran Sharif. It is a miracle of the Quran Sharif that even 4-year-old has by heart the Quran Sharif. So see, we will take the person and show him dozens of people who have by heart the Quran Sharif. We will say it's a perfect book. And we are proud to say that we are people of the Quran Sharif. So no matter what you have, but you cannot match the Quran Sharif. All of us will say the same thing. Enter into any discussion with a Jew, with a Christian, with a non-Muslim with regards to the holy books and we will say that your books have undergone change, alterations, editions and we do not know how many different editions have been published and in every edition there is something different and it is an accepted fact also, it's a proven fact that there are so many different editions. The language also is no more the original language so therefore translation upon translation upon translation at present what they have in their hands they do not know what the original was so all of us will be very proud to say that we have the Quran Sharif so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is telling us that that much is not sufficient to just say that we have the Quran Sharif don't make the Quran Sharif a pillow what do we do on a pillow we relax our head and then we go off to sleep so this is our condition Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam he used such an example that if we have to ponder over it, there is great depth and great meaning in it. That when the person puts his head on the pillow, after that what happens? Then after a little while, then he goes off to sleep. So the ummah also at large today, who talks about the Quran Sharif all the time, Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif, that our guide is the Quran Sharif, our guide is the Quran Sharif. There's no doubt it is the guide. It is for hidayat. Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared it is nur, it is guidance, it is this, it is that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in so many of his hadiths, he has given the virtues of the Quran Sharif. But that much is not sufficient to just say that we are people of the Quran Sharif, therefore we will get the assistance of Allah Ta'ala. People in the past also who were, those who were given the books, so they could have said in those days when they were given the book, and the Nabi of that time was also present when no change had taken place in the original book they could have also said that we are people of the book and Allah Ta'ala himself declares them as people of the book but look at the azab that came upon them and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wiped out whole nations why? Because they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala that very book whatever were the contents they understood what it meant and what was expected of them but they violated those ahkam of Allah Ta'ala the laws of Allah Ta'ala and because of that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down his azab and his punishment And if it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's being rahmatul lil alameen, then the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi today would have been wiped out too. We know what kind of sins the ummah is indulging in, because we are part of the ummah, and our sins we must look at first. So when we look at our sins and then multiply it, how many others are committing those same sins, so then we will see that it is just being, just because of the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the ummah is protected. Here and there somewhere you get a little shake up, but the whole ummah, as in the past, was, is not being wiped out. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لا تتوسطوا القرآن. Don't make the Quran Sharif a pillow. Yes, we can say that we are proud and privileged and honored to be blessed with the Quran Sharif, to be blessed with being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that much is not sufficient. That same Quran Sharif, the tafsir of which is made in different places, different quarters, as the tafsir is being made, the ahkam are being violated in so many places. Go to England, go to America, go to other parts of the world. I have been to many of those places where I was asked to come and give some talk or some deliver some advices or nasihats, and we were told that there will be tafsir of the Quran Sharif, or some scholar of the Quran Sharif will be making tafsir before your bayan. Now when we go there, we find that the girls, the young girls and the young boys and the men and women are all sitting there together, and that Professor Saab is making tafsir of the Quran Sharif. He is staring and gazing at those women, and they are gazing at him, casting lustful glances at each other, and they're making tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Now that Quran Sharif which says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing men they must lower their gazes, and they must protect their private parts, meaning they must stay away from adultery, fornication, from zina. And tell the believing women that they must lower their gazes. Now the tafsir is being made, and the tafsir, what it is demanding, is being violated in the very place. This is just one example, but if you have to look at it, examples upon examples, that the person is talking the Quran Sharif, he is singing the Quran Sharif, he is reading the Quran Sharif, he is doing everything. And in that very majlis in which this is taking place, there is a violation of the same ahkam that the Quran Sharif orders. Go to some of the walimas, go to some of the nikahs, where there is an intermingling, and where the Qari Sahib is on the stage and is reading very beautiful tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and it's all free for all. The videoing and the everything is taking place, and the Qari Sahib also very happy and proud that he's reciting the Quran Sharif in a majlis of that kind. So this is what I'm saying, that we have made the Quran Sharif a pillow, because that Qari Sahib most of the time himself doesn't know what he is reading. That he is cursing himself sometimes while reading those ayats of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Ta'ala talks about the people of the past, how when they violated the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, how the azab came and how the curse of Allah Ta'ala came upon them. So he's reading sometimes those same ayats and he's cursing himself, and he's cursing those audience too. So in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's great depth in meaning. They don't make this Quran Sharif a pillow and think that we are successful or we will be very successful. The Quran Sharif has got different ahkam. It is a mirror in which you see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the Quran Sharif is a ladder in which you climb towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sifat, his attributes and all other things in the Quran Sharif. So our recitation of the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, recite it as much as possible, day and night recite. Become of those who are reciters of the Quran Sharif. Understand what they mean. But then immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, after that, that recite it in a good voice. It doesn't mean to start singing in the film tunes. Recite it in the way that it should be recited, with proper tajweed, with tartil. And then تَدَبَّرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And ponder and reflect over those ayats of the Quran Sharif. If you want to be successful, then reflect over it. And as I mentioned yesterday also in the Asr program, that nobody has got any excuse. Those days we used to say that there's just one or two tafsirs available, and that too written by modernists, and we do not know whether it is authentic or not, and we don't understand Arabic language. How are we going to make understand? These days we have got Mu'arif al-Quran, we've got so many other tafsirs which are authentic, reliable, Tafsir Usmani and others. So take one ayat a day, take two ayats a day, take a few ayats a day and read it. Read the meaning, go through the tafsir. Then whatever masail are there, don't argue. If you do not understand, go and find out from the ulama. But there are so many other things where there is no real need to go into any depth. The stories of the people of the past, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with them when they obeyed Allah ta'ala, and how He dealt with them when they disobeyed Him. The nations of the past, there's great lesson for us. It was not only just a storytelling. The Quran Sharif is not a book of stories. Or as some people say, that if you want to look for science, you must look for it in the Quran Sharif. Everything is in there. Now the Quran Sharif is not a book of science. Yes, we will say that from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, many things are deduced. But it was not a book of science. That if a person wants to learn science, then he must open the Quran Sharif and learn science from there. The Quran Sharif is for hidayat. Therefore you will find wherever the ayat of the Quran Sharif are referring to the heavens and the earth and the sun and the stars and the moon and the waters of the ocean and the animals of the jungle and human creation, everywhere Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala invites man to use his intelligence and come to some conclusion that if these things which Allah ta'ala has created has got such unique sifats and it baffles our imagination, then definitely there is a Khaliq, there is a creator of all these things, and that Khaliq is the one who should be worshipped. So the purpose of all that was not so that we may start looking for science in there, it was so that we may recognize our creator. Yes, but from there then people will deduce many, many different things. But now if we say the Quran Sharif has got everything, so if any person wants to know how to stitch his shoes, then he must go and look in the Quran Sharif. Nauzubillah. So will we say that the book of the Quran, the holy Quran Sharif is for that? That now we must look for that also in the Quran Sharif? Because there's mention of leather in the Quran Sharif, so now will we say that it was revealed so that people will know how to buy leather and after that make shoes out of it? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding of the Quran Sharif. Tadabbaru ma fihi la'allakum tuflihun. Make tadabbur, ghor, fikr, ponder over it. Look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Then check our lives. That this ayat of the Quran Sharif, is it in me or am I in it? If there is an ayat of the Quran Sharif, we must look at it both ways. Am I in this or is that ayat in me? That means there will be many things which are relevant to us. Just for example's sake, now if there is an ayat of the Quran Sharif dealing with salat, now we must look at it. Is my salat according to what the Quran Sharif talks about, khushu and khuzu and all that? Or is that salat in my life? Zakat, is it applicable? Then what? All the other things that have been mentioned, that we must look at it that way. And then we will say that we have done justice to the Quran Sharif. Otherwise we will have made the Quran Sharif a pillow. And always when we talk, then we will say Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and nusrat and madad and all is not coming, and yet we are people of the Quran Sharif. So where does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran Sharif that if you hold on to the Quran Sharif which is in the covers, between the covers, you just hold that book, but you make no amal on it, then to all my promises will be fulfilled, and I will send down the assistance to you as I send down to the Sahabas in the Battle of Badr. It doesn't say that anyway. Everywhere it says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have iman and have amal salih, righteous deeds, then the promises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be fulfilled. May Allah ta'ala, in the remaining days of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to resolve that we will begin immediately. To some extent, come 5 minutes, 10 minutes early if we do not have other time, then 5 minutes, 10 minutes before namaz, before azan time, instead of sitting at the back and just gossiping, there are Quran Sharifs here, take and read two ayats. What difference does it make? It's so easy. If a person wants to really read the Quran Sharif and understand, it's so easy. It doesn't require too much of time also, but it needs a commitment. The person says that before the Maghrib Salat, I will come 10 minutes before time and I will read the Quran Sharif and I'll try and understand. Get a tafsir of the Quran Sharif and I will read. Or 10 minutes before any other namaz time. Now we spend hours and hours in gossiping, in idle chit-chat, passing time. So we are not saying take out quality time and that few minutes which we waste outside, spend it inside. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that love for the Quran Sharif, give us that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then things become easy. Once the person gets the love, then things will become easy. At present we are just running with by force, or it's like a pull and a drag that somebody has to push us and pull us along, then we go. And if that person doesn't pull, then we just stop there. There must be that looking forward to this amal. Person must look forward to it. He must be desirous of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.